Sign of the Times.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The aluminum company Alcoa is a fixture on Wall Street. It's part of the Dow Jones 30. It's traditionally the first to report profits during earnings seasons. And this morning, it's probably going to be a big downer for the market. As you may know, Alcoa announced major job cuts yesterday, about 13% of its workforce. It's a signal of two things. One, companies that have already made cuts, like Alcoa, may need to do more and dig deeper. And two, the commodities boom has officially busted. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
If commodity prices made a sound last year, this might have been it. Lately, investors have been trying to reinflate the balloon, and some commodity futures have actually been rising modestly. Still, at Schaefer's Investment Research, analyst Ryan Dietrich thinks this rally in some commodities won't last.
We've noticed a little too much optimism still, even in the face of this huge, sell-off in the last few months.
Already, there are growing worries that prices paid by factories are actually starting to deflate. And the global feed and fertilizer company Mosaic just warned that sales activity dropped sharply toward the end of last year, and it's cutting production to handle excess inventories. While there's little sign of a turnaround in food or energy prices, though, Dietrich thinks some commodities could get a lift from the new administration's stimulus plan to rebuild the nation's roads and bridges.
There's always money that's going to go into commodities somewhere, and in our opinion, it's going to work its way into more of the infrastructure.
Schaefer's research expects demand could pick up soon for construction-related raw materials, including steel and lumber. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
The signs are pointing to a lower opening for Wall Street. The Dow is back above 9,000, though. It gained 62 points yesterday to 9,015, about 1%. In Japan, the Nikkei hit a two-month closing high today with a gain of close to 2%. But European shares are down about 1% so far. GM is cleaning out its closet and holding a yard sale. Obviously, it needs the cash. So next week, GM will hold a huge vintage car auction. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more.
GM will try to sell at least 200 vintage vehicles, including a 1986 presidential limo replica used in the movie The American President. Greg Wallace, who manages the GM Heritage Center, says getting rid of the cars will mean a savings of $2,000 per car per year in maintenance costs.
We're looking at everything now, and if it doesn't serve a purpose, we're not going to store it or maintain it.
There are some beautiful classic cars hitting the auction block, like a 1904 Oldsmobile Touring Runabout. And then there are some, well, not so classic.
We had kept the first Saturn, but we also kept the millionth Saturn, the 2 millionth Saturn, the 3 millionth Saturn. At some point in time, you say to yourself, is the 2 millionth and 3 millionth as important as the first and last Saturns?
Of course, who knows what the market for the 3 millionth Saturn will be like at the auction, not to mention all of the other vintage cars in the middle of a recession and a credit crunch. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
In France, ne pas fumer seems to be working. The ban on smoking in bars and cafes drove cigarette sales to a record low last year. The French bought 30 million fewer cigarettes than they did a decade ago. Also helping the cost, a pack now goes for about $7.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Barack Obama announces a new government position today, the Chief Performance Officer. This person will work with federal agencies to try and make government more efficient. It's probably one of many changes we'll hear about in the coming weeks. And Congress has started working on a stimulus plan. Commentator Robert Reich says any of these new fixes must address our core economic problems.
Over the next weeks and months, you can expect a flurry of new proposals for reviving the economy, reducing climate change, and improving national security. But progress is only possible in each of these areas by addressing the basic problem at its core. For example, we can't get the economy back on track until we figure out how to raise median incomes, because their decline is the core reason why there's not enough demand to keep businesses humming. No matter how much taxpayer money is pumped into financial markets, banks won't lend when they fear borrowers won't repay, and people can't borrow more without more income. Or consider climate change. You'll be hearing lots about creating new alternative sources of energy, as well as pushing the big three to make more fuel-efficient cars. But the core problem is fossil fuels like oil are priced too low relative to their effect on the environment. Until we figure out how to permanently raise their costs, maybe through a carbon tax, consumers won't switch to non-fossil fuels or demand efficient cars. And when it comes to national security, no progress will be made with the Arab and Muslim worlds until there's a peaceful resolution of the broiling Israeli-Palestinian conflict. No matter what we try to do elsewhere in the Middle East, the simmering tensions and periodic hostilities in this one place will continue to destabilize everywhere else. Each of these core problems is huge, but if they're not solved, just about everything else we try to do to restart the economy, reduce climate change, or improve national security will fail. Compounding these core problems are trade-offs among them. For example, a carbon tax may undermine incomes and slow the recovery. And peace in the Middle East is likely to lower oil costs, making it harder to get people to switch to alternative sources of energy. Get it? Beneath the upcoming flurry of proposals from Washington lie at least three of the most vexing problems we've ever faced. Keep your hopes up, but your expectations in check.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His latest book is Super Capitalism. We welcome your opinions. Share them with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.